Phone Boy Speaks, episode 494, Hiding the Back Door. Several months ago, there was a vulnerability discovered with consumer routers. It was possible to connect to a specific TCP port from the internet and, well, you know, and potentially get the router configuration and reset it and all kinds of stuff without a password. It was a very clever sort of thing. And it was built into the router firmware. And so that obviously made a lot of the internet very angry, especially the InfoSec community. And so they... You know, the router manufacturers fixed it. Well, not really. What they did is they essentially hid the vulnerability in such that you had to like send the router a specific packet in order to reopen this vulnerability again, so that the router could be reset or whatever. And I actually think there are legitimate uses for this kind of a thing, right? Having some way to get into the router that where you don't, you know, maybe you've configured a password you don't know and you need to reset it. And that's, you know, that's okay, I suppose. There's legitimate uses for that. But on the other hand, having something that's exploitable from the network is probably not not maybe that great. But let's be honest, right? What you have in order to exploit this issue, right? You have to have access to the local network, which means you're either running a utility that, you know, either deliberately or maybe some malware can come on and do this stuff. And, you know, that's not unfeasible. I mean, it requires a little bit more hacking than opening up a TCP connection to random people on the internet. So it's marginally better. It's also a little bit more difficult because, you know, you can make things that make TCP connections, but it's a little bit harder to inject a binary onto a computer or get somebody to run something that requires a little bit of social engineering, I suppose. But anyway, this is, some people think it's of course bad. But my opinion on all this stuff is if somebody has access to the local network, you've got bigger issues than, a device being vulnerable to XYZ, right? I mean, they can access your entire network. They could potentially redirect stuff. They could do all kinds of stuff. So I understand that this is a potential issue if you don't know it's there. And maybe if you've got a consumer grade router, buy something that can run DWRT or something like that, because those things are probably in better shape than most of the commercial firmware I've seen on routers. But at the same time, this is, let's be realistic. You either have to be the ISP or something that's one hop away on the, on the LAN side as well. And again, it makes it much more difficult to trigger this vulnerability. So I can see the logic for keeping it there and just hiding it better. But of course it's been exposed. And so now, it'll be interesting to see if they actually fix it or if they just say, well, it's, we've mitigated the risk. We need to have the feature there for other reasons. So it's, that's an issue. And so, that people have to, have to be aware of. Unfortunately, the people that really need to be aware of this are people that aren't listening to this podcast. So hopefully, that those people aren't getting compromised by things like this. And, we can hope that the industry, there are other ways to solve the problem. It seems to me if you're trying to come up with a reset mechanism, that's what the big reset switch is on the, on the outside of the modem, it's or the router. It's harder to actually do that. Push that button, but believe me, I do it. I've done it numerous times, and that's what you got to do if you've locked yourself out of your router. Having some network way to do it, well, it's probably a little bit more convenient. That's one of the situations where if you need to reset the router, if you have physical access, then really all bets are off. But having a network exploitable thing, wouldn't be my way of doing it. Again, I can see the logic of doing it, but I just don't think it's. I think people are making a bigger deal about it than it is, but maybe I'm completely off base and wrong.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.